Technology Quarterly.
A Technology Quarterly on chip making.
Looking ahead. The relentless innovation machine. The end of Moore's law will not slow the pace of change.
The chip making industry has always existed in a state of paranoid optimism. Ever since Gordon Moore's observation that processing power would double roughly every 2 years was encoded by others into Moore's law, a chorus of experts has been warning of its end. That dread is tinged with a fierce belief that there is always a way to stave off the inevitable. The results have been nothing short of spectacular. In the past 50 years, processors have come to operate tens of thousands of times faster and store a million times more data in the same area. The cost of a transistor has also fallen by a factor of a billion, making technology a global deflationary force. They're also ubiquitous. Semiconductors are now the third most traded commodity in the world by value, after oil and cars. But decades of success have not quelled the industry's jitters over the end of Moore's maxim. In 2017, Jensen Huang, boss of NVIDIA, now the world's most valuable chip company, declared that the law was dead. In June, Pat Gelsinger, chief executive of Intel, the firm that Mr. Moore co-founded, insisted that the law was alive and well. This Technology Quarterly has argued that, if not dead, Moore's law is on life support. For much of the transistor's history, it followed a happy scaling path. As the logic gates shrank, they got faster and used less power. That era is over. Leading-edge AI processors cram more transistors on a single chip or stack multiple chiplets into one package to boost computing oomph. But the performance gains have come at a cost. The energy consumed by a chip has ballooned. A single Blackwell chip, NVIDIA's latest, runs 5 times faster than its predecessor, but uses 70% more power in the process. Data centers lash hundreds or thousands of these power-hungry chips together to run large artificial intelligence or AI models. By some estimates, OpenAI, maker of ChatGPT, guzzled more than 50 gigawatt hours of electricity to train its latest model. The International Energy Agency calculates that in 2022, data centers consumed 460 terawatt hours, or almost 2% of global electricity demand. The agency expects this figure to double by 2026. The tricks chip makers have used to boost processing power for AI models without causing runaway energy growth hint at shifts in the semiconductor industry. The first is the decline of the computer as a general-purpose machine. Neil Thompson of MIT argues that for decades, Moore's law held computing together. Every successive generation of semiconductor technology was faster and more energy efficient than the previous one. That allowed the tech world to rely on a universal processor, the Central Processing Unit, or CPU, that could be programmed for lots of tasks. But the end of Moore's law makes it harder now to improve performance across all applications. The response, in the case of AI chips, has been to specialize or fine-tune chips for specific software. Mr. Thompson believes this could split computing into two lanes. The fast lane, where cutting-edge applications benefit from powerful customized chips, and the slow lane, where ordinary applications get stuck using general-purpose chips whose progress is slowing. The need to specialize has precipitated a second shift, the rise of firms that control both hardware and software. For over 5 decades, the tech world was neatly split into two camps: the hardware crowd, who tinkered with their circuits, and the coding geeks who wrote software. The Wintel Alliance, whereby computers would run Microsoft's Windows operating system on chips made by Intel, has been one of the most successful partnerships in technology history. Now the wall separating the two camps has cracked. Bill Daly, NVIDIA's chief scientist, says that improvements in software and chip architecture yield bigger gains than moving to newer manufacturing processes. At the cutting edge, specialist silicon is the future, and the giants are doing a lot of it themselves. Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Meta all now use custom silicon that is optimized for their own software. Google's processors are designed to run TensorFlow, its machine learning software. Apple's homemade chips are tuned to run its own software on the gadgets it makes. These firms partner with firms like Broadcom, an American chip company, to design these chips, and a foundry like TSMC to build them. NVIDIA is the only one to have made a great business out of making AI chips for others. But this is in part because its chips are optimized for CUDA, its software platform, which has become an industry standard. According to BCG, a consultancy, between 2018 and 2023, the Big Six firms, the five tech giants plus NVIDIA, accounted for roughly 60% of the value in the technology sector. But that will not slow innovation. This new world is even more inventive than the previous era that sparked the computer revolution. There are now so many more ways for computers to become better. Through silicon cleverness, better packaging, innovative chip designs, and new materials. It will be competitive in ways the Wintel world never could be, and may create things even more wonderful. A combination of silicon, dread, and fierce belief are going to achieve even more in the next 70 years than they have in the past 70.